Om Shanti. Good evening. So we are very fortunate that this evening we have with us our senior Rajyogi brother, respected Mohan Singhal ji. Give him a big hand. I will briefly introduce him. In 1962, while doing his graduation, he came in contact with Prajapita Brahma Kumari's Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya, and since then he has been deeply involved with it. He was instrumental in opening a number of branches of Brahma Kumari's in different states of India. And since 1988, he is the National Coordinator of Scientists and Engineers Wing of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. Under his leadership, 7 environmental awareness campaigns have been organized in different states of India and abroad. And in 1992, in recognition of his services in the field of environmental awareness, he was awarded Paryavaran Shri in 1992 by Shri Arjun Singh, the then HRD Minister, Government of India. And 2 months back also, he has been awarded by the Governor of Rajasthan. The award is Green Idol Award. And he has written 5 books. He has created a number of exhibitions. And he has visited various countries, USA, UK. And he does a lot of service in India and abroad. So with this short introduction, now I request him to give his talk on the topic, Conserving Spiritual Energy. Brother Mohan Singhal ji.
Thank you, sister. Om Shanti. When sister was talking about some of the award or so, one thing came in mind, that the biggest award in Sangam Yuga, what we get. Which can be the biggest award in this conference age? Yes, we all get it. Do all of you understand English, or some translation is coming? Is it? So, I was considering myself fortunate enough that I got one of the biggest award in the form of Brahma Baba. I had the opportunity to be with Sakar Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years, and all the more, the biggest fortune which I consider is that when Baba became avyakt or karmatit, or Baba attained the final stage, Farishta stage, angelic stage. It was which day when he achieved this stage? 18th January, which year? 1969, yes. So on 18th January 69, rather one day of earlier, right? 17th and 18th January 1969, I was here in Mount Abu and had the opportunity to see Baba's Karmatit stage, final stage, which also I am going to share with you. And that is the biggest award, which what we all get in one form or another. I had the opportunity to be with Brahma Baba in that corporeal form, whereas all other children, we all are having the same opportunity, nothing less, but it is in little in different form through the corporeal medium of which soul? How we meet Baba? Through whom? Yes? What is the name of that soul? Gulzar Dadi ji. Through some corporeal medium, through Gulzar Dadi ji, we also meet Baba. And Baba has also said time to time that all the time doesn't remain same, and the time goes on, time changes. What is the speed of time? We all are, you see, when we travel, we say, okay, I'm traveling with 80 miles, 100 miles, or whatever it is. So, what is the speed of time? With what speed it travels? Yes, we all know. It is 60 minutes per hour. Time travels with 60 minutes per hour, or we can say 60 seconds per minute. Time travels. No lesser, no more speed. And quite often we say that now the time is there. We all are having very less time. Especially the worldly people say that, oh, time is very less. We have to do this work, that work. And that's why subject like time management is also there, managing the time. But can we manage the time when its speed is fixed? Can we increase its speed or decrease its speed? When we can't do that one, so we can't manage the time. But we have to manage ourselves with respect to time. And that is the time management. We have to manage ourselves with respect to time. And today's topic is in some way connected with that one. Conserving what? Spiritual energy. Because in the time where we all are living, what we hear nowadays, there are number of problems in the world. Or some population problem, some pollution, air, soil, water, and all these problems, somewhere political crisis, various type of crises are there. And one of the crises is also, what is that? Energy crisis. Because we say that whatever the energy resources are there, non-renewable sources of energy, the coal or petrol, diesel, etc., these all are depleting very fast. And we must try to find out more and more sources of energy or use more the renewable sources of energy. Because these energy resources are very vital for our life. For, you see, transport, travel, for our day-to-day activities. And various fuels, the speed depends on the quality of fuel, you see. Quality of whatever the energy we are using. Whether it is electrical energy or coal or petroleum, diesel or solid fuel, liquid fuel, whatever. But depends on the refineness of the fuel. You see. And this counts a lot because we have to travel in our day-to-day life. But the these speed travel, you see, if suppose we are traveling in car, so what we require is maybe the gas, petrol or diesel. So it will be relatively less costly. And it can attain some speed, maybe some 200 kilometer to 50, whatever it is. But when we travel in the air, that is faster mode of travel. So what we require? A better fuel, very refined fuel, which is also very costly. Relatively much costlier. Aviation fuel is much costlier than the petrol or diesel. And if suppose, not traveling, if one thing has to go from one place to other, so, and rocket, etc. Presently, some of the, you see, rocketed. The scientists, they are sending into the various their satellites, etc., to various, just like Earth is there, likewise Saturn is there, the Mangal Grah or Moon, like that, various places are there. So, for that one, much better quality of fuel maybe, which is very, very costly. But it also attains very high speed, some miles within seconds. Likewise, so more the refinedness in the fuel, more the speed we get it, and more early we can reach to our destination. So now, which is the fuel, which is actually with which our this life vehicle is going on. And this Baba also says, you all require spiritual energy, spiritual this fuel. What is that fuel? Which travels with very, very high speed. Yes, we all know. Thoughts. The mind is the thing, and through mind generates thoughts. So our this spiritual energy, this all depends on our the quality of thought, the refinedness of thoughts. More the our quality of thoughts are refined, with more speed we can travel, and what Baba says that you should be able to reach to soul world or subtle world or through that farishta stage. You should be able to travel within fraction of second. And if we are not able to travel mentally with that speed, it means there is our this fuel, thought fuel is not so refined. What is required is more and more refinedness in the thoughts. And that's why in the world also, when something is available in lesser quantity than its demand, something is scarce, then usually the governments and nations, what they do to bring the attention of the people towards that particular thing, what they do, they observe some day or some week. This is, say, World Environment Day. It is celebrated to bring the attention of the people that our environment is degrading, and what we require is more and more attention to give towards the environment, like that. World Ozone Day, about the ozone layer is there. Water Day. Like that, to bring the attention of the people that we should have more and more attention, and we should provide more time to think on that subject and accordingly reach what we want, accordingly attain. So this conserving energy day, energy, spiritual, and this topic came to the mind because in India also, you see everywhere throughout the world some sort of energy crisis is there. So in India, this National Energy Day is being observed on 14th of this month, 14th December, and that whole week, 14th to 21st December, that will be the Energy Conservation Week. That is to bring the attention of the people how to conserve these external sources of energy. We use lesser electricity, use lesser petrol or diesel, as far as possible go in pull and to do towards the destination, pulling the car, etc. So to save that energy, an energy day or energy week is absurd. Similarly, you see, 2-3 days back I am reminded of Baba's Murli was there. We all listen Murli. So that Brahma Baba's connection is there with time, you see. Big connection, because when Brahma Baba, and this other Dekhraj became Brahma, 1936-37, then the Sangam Yuga conference period started. You remember that Murli? Only 2 days back, that type of Murli. The whole thing was, the whole kalp that is in one way or other way with the activities of Brahma Baba. So Baba also, you see, brings our attention towards how to conserve this spiritual energy. Because often Baba has said that we are having number of treasures. And the two biggest treasures are, what are those two biggest treasures? Yes, right. Time and thought. These two are the biggest treasures. And we have to conserve. Conserve means saving, a sort of. We have to save as far as possible this time and our thoughts. And when we are able to stop the leakage of these thoughts and time, you see, we can save. It is also said in word Laukik that energy saved is energy produced, you see. So in Laukik, suppose if we are saving the electricity, or so it means we are producing that amount of more of that particular source, electricity. Likewise, if we are saving our thoughts from the waste thoughts, useless thoughts, you see, then it means we are generating more and more powerful thoughts, and our thoughts and vibrations, they reach to the far corners of the world. And accordingly, whatever our thoughts are there, and these thoughts can travel with very high speed. Whenever we take some lecture on thoughts, and you all may be knowing that, what is the speed of thought? Yes? What is the speed of thought? Very high, but to quantify it, just we can see, just. Because the highest speed in the world is considered is of light. Light travels with highest speed, roughly, you see, 3 lakh kilometer per second. 1,86,000 when I was doing, you see, science and engineering. It is usually a very, at early stage it is, the speed of light is the fastest. Within 1 second, it travels 3 lakh. Means 3 lakh means 0.3 million kilometers. Or in the form of miles, 1,86,000 miles per second. So, that much is the speed of light. And it takes about 7.5 to 8 minutes for the light to travel from the sun to earth. You see, it takes about, say, 8 minutes. 8 minutes means 8 minutes into 60. That's so much of seconds. So in 1 second it travels so much, 3 lakh kilometers, so in 8 into 60, 480 seconds, how much it will be, millions and billions of miles it will be traveling. So speed of light takes about 8 minutes. Now consider thought. If suppose I want to think about the sun, mentally I want to reach the, you see, sun, mentally, by how much time it takes? Just a second. Oh, today it is very hot, must be some 40 degree or 30 degree temperature. And if I know about the sun's, you see, the structure, then you can say, oh, it is the corona, it is the inside one, so much temperature, this is the phenomena. But it takes only few seconds to think about the sun. And whereas the light takes about how much? That 8 minutes. So thoughts speeds is much, much more powerful than even that of light, you see. Such a powerful tool is in our control. Very, very powerful tool. So how to conserve this one? As I was telling that these two things, the thoughts and time, they are our treasures. Very, very powerful, very valuable tools in our hand, and we have to just protect them from wastage. So how to save them? You see, thoughts say, and Baba has already said that whenever we are in this divine family, you see, so two papers, if we know, suppose if I am going to appear in an examination, and and if beforehand I know about the papers, so accordingly I prepare for the paper and perform better, get more marks. So Baba has already said that though there are number of papers which we all face, and Baba has said earlier number of times various type of papers is that, you see, paper of your old sanskars, paper from five elements of nature, paper from various relations, paper from shortage of the essential items in life, food items, the drinking water, and essential items in life. Likewise, these all papers Baba has said. But in the present day context, Baba has said that mainly two type of papers which we all have to face are, what are these two papers? One is from the body, you see. Because though we all are in one stage, young or old person, young person should not feel that, I am young, I am not likely to face the paper of any disease or paper from the body. But we should not forget that it is our last birth, 84th birth, as Baba says. And all our karmic accounts I have to settle from this body. This is the time. Time is less and karmic accounts are much, much more. So, and we all have to go to soul world, Paramdham, Shantidham, that is. And there, no impure soul can go. So we have to be purified. We have to purify ourselves. And whether we do through yoga, or through bhog, through karmic account, or through facing the papers of various illnesses, diseases, like that. So we have to settle our account. So one paper which is likely to come before all of us is of our body, you see. That is also a paper of our body. Suppose if I am doing meditation early morning, Amrit Vela, and suppose if I am not able to concentrate my mind, what Baba has said, feel some sluggishness, feel sleepy, or not able to take my mind and thoughts as what Baba wants, that is also a sort of paper. Because I may be sitting for half an hour or 45 minutes, but the net useful time may be much, much less. That is also a sort of paper. Likewise, especially at the time when one is sick. So how Baba faced this one? I will tell everything with respect to Brahma Baba, because I have seen him in the karma. You see, when he was on the process of settling all the karmic accounts, and in the last 2 days, what I have seen. So Baba has, and our measure is our quality of thoughts. More the refined quality of thought is there, It means I am moving more towards final karmatit angelic stage. So, what Baba has done? I have seen Brahma Baba that to settle this paper of karmic account, you see, and Baba was having wonderful practice to come in the body, do all the work what is required to do through the body, and then to be away from the body. And once we are away from the body mentally, I withdraw my consciousness from the body, then whatever the sickness is there in the body, pain is there, whatever, I will not feel. Because it is the consciousness, its soul, which feels that one. And if I am able to withdraw my consciousness from the body, then the pain may be there, but I will not be having the feeling of the pain. And that what we used to, this practice is required, number one. To come in the body, perform our duty, and then to be away from the body. So Baba was having this wonderful practice. Baba used to meet here either in the hut or in Baba's room or in that history hall. And whenever the party used to come, the teacher in charge will bring the party. And accordingly, with the you see, size of the party, suppose 2-3 persons, at that time Baba's room was very small. Only that one where Baba's bed is there, only that small, maybe some 8x8 or so, 8x10, that's all, very small room. And at one side, there is some mattress is there, Baba used to sit there, and some, if 2-3 people are there, Baba used to meet there. If little more number, 5-6-8, maybe in the hut. And if the party is bigger, some 10-15-20 or so, then in the history hall. So, teacher, the time used to be allotted, that okay, 10 o'clock, this party from Bombay, 10:30 party from Calcutta, 11 o'clock party from Delhi will come, meet Baba. When teacher used to come, and most of the time she used to see as Baba is there physically, but is mentally lost somewhere, as Baba is not here in the body, but Baba is enjoying some subtle word, some soul word, or some other feelings beyond the body, beyond time and space, as Baba is enjoying that one. That used to be reflected from his face. And when the teacher used to come, teacher used to say, Baba, Baba, then quite often Baba used to get a little sort of jump. Eyes were open, neither in trance nor sleeping, but mentally used to be away from. Oh, you have come. Okay, okay, bring the party. And then Baba used to meet the party members. And the typical way of Baba actually appears, oh, come dear children, oh, sweet children. As Baba's picture is there, no? Outside as you enter in the, oh, come. Come, dear divine. So, loving face, and the vibrations were so powerful that we used to be pulled up magnetically towards Baba. Just then one person will come, meet, and the beauty was that as soon as we used to get drishti of Baba, used to go in his arms, immediately we would become bodiless, soul conscious stage. Because Baba has practiced himself so much, to whomsoever he sees, he will see the soul only. And whatever my stage, I can transmit that stage, maybe for some time. But immediately the other also becomes soul conscious. And we used to be there, enjoying that stage for 1 or 2 minutes or so. Then Baba will tap here, oh, yes, come down, come down. Because we used to be away from the soul conscious stage, then we will have to pull ourselves. Then Baba will give toli and then ask question, what's your name, and some introduction. Then one will go, another person will come. One by one, all the members they will meet Baba. So the gist of this one is that whatever my stage is there, I can bring the other one into that stage also, and for that one practice is required. What practice Baba has done? We all must have read Baba's life history, Brahma Baba's. So what practices Baba did to come in this stage? Because Baba was also ordinary human being. He was jeweler, having wife, children, business, everything was there. But when Baba realized that this mind is actually very difficult to control. So first Baba written that I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Farana daughter is Nirmala soul, like that. And that helped Baba to establish himself in that soul conscious stage. So whomsoever Baba used to meet, immediately one will become soul conscious. So this is how to conserve our spiritual energy, the thought energy, that whatever we must also, I should introspect whether I have practiced so much. I am soul, may not be writing, but throughout the day. That is why in every Murli Baba says, you are a soul. Practice this one. Because once this is there, all our body consciousness will go away gradually, and we will perform only the divine works, whatever is required. All the evils or vices, they are due to body consciousness, as we all know. So Baba practiced this one. And Baba has reached this up to which stage? And as Baba says, that man jite jagat jeet. How to conquer mind, you see, one who is able to conquer the mind, he can conquer the whole world, you see. So conquering mind, conquering ourselves, is the biggest, you see, victory. So that we have to see ourselves. Whether my thoughts, they don't go without my permission. Wherever I want, I am able to establish my thought, or where I don't want, the thoughts don't go there. But we all know that the case is otherwise. Our mind goes without our... So, Baba has practiced it, and that is why what I have seen in Baba during especially 17th and 18th, that Baba has conquered his thought process so much that earlier when we used to go to Baba, Baba will just give drishti and ask, why for you have come? And we used to tell the question about Pursharat, about service, about whatever we want for our spiritual upliftment. Baba will hear and give the solution. But during the last two days, what I saw, that I must have met Baba some 7-8 times during those two days, 17th and 18th January. Because no other parties were there, I was just here and met Baba. I reached here on 17th morning, basically. Because I was an engineer and posted at far distance of place in Assam, one of the state. And just Baba gave indication and called me. I reached here on 17th January morning. So on 17th and 18th full day, I had the opportunity to meet Baba number of times. Though earlier also I have met number of times, but these 2 days were very special. And whenever I used to go during these 2 days near Baba, that okay, I will ask about, because there was no teacher, no Brahma Kumari's branch. I was conducting the classes there in Assam, because I am a petroleum engineer and I was posted that far off places. So I used to go to Baba, I will ask this thing about service, about the self-development. Baba will give drishti. And Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one? Okay. Do like this, it will happen like this. So, during last, you see, whenever we also attain karmatit stage, you see, our mind, our thought process will be so clean that we can read the thought of other person within no time and accordingly provide the solution. Because it has happened 7-8 times. And once when asked later on to our seniors, so it was explained that, you see, if the water is there and there are no ripples, no waves in water, very clean and neat and stationary, then I can see my face very clearly. It is just like a mirror. But if I throw even a small stone, what will happen? Ripples and waves will be generated and I can't see my face very clearly. So this is the indication that Baba has conquered his mind, his thoughts, up to the extent that there were no thoughts and so that he can read the thoughts of others. Ichha matra mavidya, as Baba says, you see. Man ke hare har hai, man ke jite. Once man jite jagat jeet, maya jite jagat jeet. So like that, the one, he was a personification of that conqueror of mind. So our effort should also be in this direction, that no wastage of thoughts, and whenever, if suppose my thought goes somewhere, then what should I do? Because it is very easy to say, but quite difficult to practice how to control the thoughts going in other direction where I don't want. So Baba says, you see, say whenever any president or prime minister or anybody is there, and as long as he is on the seat of power, everybody will obey. But once he is not on the seat of power, once he has lost the election, or one is transferred to other place, so even if he says give order, nobody will obey. So what is required? First to establish yourself on the seat of power. And that Baba says, we all want that some power of tolerance should come. If suppose my thoughts are going, speed of thought is high, number of thoughts are more, I want to bring it down to minimum level, then what to do? Then Baba has said, then order various powers. Power to come. 8 types of power Baba has said. Various powers. Power of tolerance is there. Power to wind up is there. So suppose I order, power, wind up power, please come. And it should come. I should be able to wind up my thoughts within no time. But why it doesn't come always and up to the extent I want? Because I don't establish myself on the seat of Soman, Baba says. Baba has given us. So first to establish yourself on the seat of power. Bring Soman. Yes, bring Soman, you understand, na? Bring, I am the victorious soul. I am the most powerful soul. Baba has given me so powers. I am just in the heart of Baba. I am, you see, at the throne of Baba, you see. Baba, I am a victorious soul. And bring yourself in that stage and then give command to power, then the power will immediately obey. Power of wind up, come. My thoughts are actually making me restless. These thoughts are going away. Then first establish yourself and then the command, give command, immediately they will come. And that what Baba did. We all got one letter, copy of the letter which Baba has written to the mind as early as in 1937-38 or so. And Baba realized, as Shri Baba says, establish yourself that you are a soul and have the control over the mind. But Baba must have realized, and that is why Baba has written a letter to the mind. The content of the letter was just, Baba has written, oh my mind, I am the king, I am the soul king. Mind, you are my minister. But you have become so powerful that you have enslaved me, the king, the soul. and you have become powerful. And wherever you were running, I was forced to run after you. But now I say, oh my mind, that I am the king. You have to obey me. Not that I will obey you. I will give command to you and you have to obey me because I am the king and you have to obey me. Now I have established myself in self-consciousness, soul consciousness. Now you have to obey me because I am the king. So establish yourself, yes, I am the king. Soul is, this mind is my minister, my subject, and I am the king. And first establish in this one, and then give the command. Then, similarly, Baba has written to intellect also, that, oh, intellect, you were also running with the mind, and you both combined have made me weak, but I am equally now saying you, that I am the king, you have to obey me. So Baba just gave command to his mind and the intellect, two very main subjects, you see. And then Baba found that, oh, and still it took how many years to Baba to become complete? How many years it took? Brahma Baba. Yes, calculate, you know which year he left the body and in which year he came to Gyan? About 32, 33 years only it took Baba to become, you see, to purify himself completely from the burden of, you see, what the ill deeds have been done during, say, 63 births at least. So it took only 33 years to Baba. Now even to me, it is more than 50 years. There are our other seniors having 70 years, 75, 77. We are still in the process. No doubt we are moving. But it took Baba only 33 years. You see. So there must be, you see, difference in the speed of Purusharth. What Baba's speed was there, what our speed is there. That is why Baba reached to the destination in 33 years. You see. And we are still traveling. It was the quality of the fuel, this thought process, which took Baba with great high speed, and he achieved the destination in 33 years. Our quality of this thought fuel is, may not be so much high, you see. Jet fuel, it is may not be that high. So what is required is this thing. So once we establish ourselves, how to bring in that one? Because the outer situations are there. They sometimes bother us. For example, Baba, he was also quite aged, say 93 years. And like that, Baba used to have some sore throat. And even giving Murli class, sometime he used to have. So sometime it looks like that this sore throat is bothering him. Then this external situation is bothering and affecting his internal nature. You see, nature is having also two meanings. One is internal nature, our habits, and one is outernal nature, these five elements of nature with which our body is made. And so, this external nature, they are usually having effect on our internal nature. Usually, we all human beings. Say, in our drawing room, I am seeing TV, enjoying the life. And in TV, suppose some scene of destruction coming, earthquake has come, tsunami has come, so many tens of thousands people lost, and dead bodies. Only I am seeing the, you see, in the TV. But my internal nature is also affected that, oh, so much destruction, so much loss of property, loss of human beings. Like that. So external nature usually affect. You all have come here, you all must be enjoying the serenity and spiritual vibration, this strength, spiritual strength. But when we go back to our respective places, you see the effect is not the same. Because the external situation at our workplace, our family, our, you see, it is different. So those vibrations are different. And our, accordingly, our internal nature is different. But what Baba wants? Baba wants that our internal nature should be so strong that it should be able to change the external situation. And then what we used to see, that Baba's sore throat was there and it will bother Baba. But the, how Baba used to do, in history hall if you go, there is one translate of Lord Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan. So whenever the sore throat bothering him, sometime even his eyes used to get little, you see, moist about this one, sore throat. Baba will say, oh, today you see this is old body and so many body suffering, sickness, etc. But tomorrow Baba is going to be like, you see, Lord Krishna is there, new body, new elements, new everything, new world, where there won't be any problem of the body. Oh Baba, and that Baba always say us, that always be so happy, that khushi mein, in this happiness, what you should do? There is one Sindhi word. What is that word? Khagya marni chahiye. Means, in all situation, you say you should have control so that you can bring the sorrowful situation into happy situation and be very happy. Khagya, Baba used to say, oh, khushi hai. Oh, I am going to become like this. Oh, yes. Tomorrow I will be like this Narayan, Krishna. Oh, everything will be so nice, so fine. So, completely his internal nature, thought process, so powerful that is used to control the external thoughts of this Kansi and this sore throat, which was giving problem to him. But he is used to withdraw consciousness and giving at another. So that is the control over the external situation. That what is required. Conserving the energy. You see, which would otherwise go, oh, I am sick, I am old. Baba never used to have that type of thoughts. So, number one, this situation. And ultimately control over our thought process. So then, I can read the thought. If there is no ripples in my thoughts, no waves, you see, very neat and clean, I can see the face, the thought of others, and immediately read it and accordingly fulfill their desire, with what desire they are coming. That what Baba wants. So this is one thing. And second paper Baba has said, that paper from the family, Brahmin family. Because there are persons in our divine family, people who are in this spiritual knowledge, very new, maybe 1 year, 2 years, or few months, maybe as old as 20, 30, 40 years or so. But sometimes when we see that some very old student is having some weakness, or some is under the influence of one or other form of Maya, so we feel, oh, he's so old a student, still he's having that thing. Still he's behaving as just the soul under the grip of Maya. And so our thoughts also goes waste thought. Baba says now the children's thoughts may not be vicious, may not be controlled by vices, but waste thoughts are there. Why, who, how, etc. So those type of thoughts, they also deplete our spiritual energy. So at that time, what we should see, how to behave here. So Baba says that whomsoever the children is there, everywhere we all have been selected by Baba. Baba has selected us. Out of so many tens of thousands and millions of souls are there in the world, Baba has selected me to make his child, you see. We have become VKs. So, and Baba says that my every child is higher than even the president or prime minister of today, king or queen of today, because I have selected them. He may be looking like an ordinary person, But the soul, I have seen, and on the basis of the quality of soul, I have selected him, and Baba's selection is there. So what we should do, if one is performing any act which is not as divine as is required to be? So Baba says, this is a drama, and in the drama and in any picture, you see, everybody plays their role. That is the beauty, the variety. The comedian will play his role, the villain will play his role, and the hero, heroine will play their role, like that. So when the variety is there, then the drama becomes interesting. Everybody enjoys. So presently he is passing through that, you see, power, that part, which may not be as divine as is required to be, because everybody's part is not same throughout the 3 hours or 2 hours duration of the film or drama. So what is required is, we must see the person with all three times, you see, present, past and future. Usually we see only the present. Oh, he is passing through a dip, he is passing through a period which is not as divine. But we must be able to see that person all the three periods. Oh, he is selected by Baba. And in the past he was double crowned, crown of purity and crown this of jewels. And now he is passing, because the word is drama, and varieties, scenes are there. But again he will become like that, because he has been selected by Baba, and Baba's selection can never be wrong. Baba selects everybody, Baba has selected all of us, seeing all the three periods, you see, past, present and future. Whereas we see only the present, and that's why our stage sometimes, you see, goes down, goes up. So we must be able and remember always that he is a soul selected by Baba, and at his own time, the Baba will be, you see, and he will become all right, he or she, and again come back to his original stage. So this is the paper from the family which will come quite often. That will save our time. So our time and thoughts, these two are the biggest energies and biggest treasures which we have to see there is no leakage, and we have to conserve this one, save this one at any cost. And because if suppose, say, my bank balance is there, and money is there in the bank, so if any situation comes in life, then I am having a thought that, oh, money is there, I will withdraw it and come out through the situation. So because the treasure is there with me, under my control. Similarly, if the treasure of thought and treasure of that time is there, I will be very easily able to pass through that situation. So that what is required, mainly these two paver, that they will help us a lot to conserve our this thought energy. This is the biggest energy, because this is the fuel, and more the refinement in this fuel is there, more the speed of the soul to travel wherever we want. Baba has given us so many destinations. Sometimes get angelic stage, sometimes go to the soul world, sometimes to our new world, golden aged world, like that. So we can travel if our this fuel is more refined. So we have to practice this one, and that what we have seen. And with that one, what happens? Because Baba has said us that more the refinement is there, more the speed, and accordingly, earlier we can reach to the destination. All the destinations are quite clear. And in Baba we have seen this one. These two are there. What else I saw? That Baba used to fulfill the desires of the subject, of the children. Because, you see, we are the deities. We are the kings, going to be the kings. I must be able to fulfill the desires of my bhakt, of my worshippers, and the persons who will come in my destiny in that one, wherever the in golden age or silver age, I must be able to let them feel that yes, they are my Ishtadev. They are my Ishtadevi. Ishtadevi, you understand? Ishtadevi means they are my king. We must be able to win their heart, you see. It is not by virtue of position, by virtue of our love, our affection, our divinity, the fulfillment of their desires. So I must be able to read their desire when they come, and that is why Baba said, they will be coming, the time will come, people will be coming weeping. But once they come before you, your volcanic stage will be able to transform them, they will be going laughing. They will come in the restlessness stage, where the restlessness is there, feeling uneasy. But once they come before you, they will get so much power, they will be feeling so much peaceful and going back. But for that one, what is required? I must have these treasures so that I can distribute these treasures of good feeling, good thinking, and whatever these subtle treasures are there. Baba was a personification of these things. As soon as I said, Baba used to get us feel that we are soul conscious. Baba used to get us feel that we are as energetic. We can do anything, whatever we want. No feeling of any weaknesses or likewise. So now when we are here at this place, very highest place, let us think, let us take this oath that at any, whatever the conditions come, situations come in my life, I will not allow the leakage of these thoughts and the leakage of the time. The time to go waste and this thought energy, I will not allow it. Okay? So these things are there, what is required, and that is the real meaning of conserving this our spiritual energy. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Any question, please? If any question, otherwise we sit in meditation. Any question? Yoga karna?